So to start out, can you please state your name, your current position, and your field of study?
Yeah, Crystal Yap. My current position is graduate assistant at the University of Maryland.
And what do you work on at UMD?
Urban water resource management.
Okay. How did you become interested in that?
So it really started in undergrad when a lot of different things were going on around the world with water. And I've kind of been obsessed with the ocean and studying water in general, but my obsession became more concentrated in the urban environment when a lot of things were going on in Flint, Michigan. And so that really sparked my interest for understanding the movement of water in urban environments and how it affects people socially and economically.
Mm-hmm. And what are you currently working on within that?
Right, so I'm currently studying the urban water system in San Francisco, California, looking at modeling their urban water system under climate change and population growth effects, and determining what alternative water systems could be used to help with their water supply diversity.
And at this point in your research, have you had any interesting findings or interesting moments in your career?
Yeah, definitely. So we thought that the climate change effects were actually going to be the most prominent on California, specifically San Francisco's water system, but it ended up being high population growth rate that had more effects on stream flow, the variability and the frequency of stream flow, and also the drawdown of their reservoir system. So that was kind of surprising because we thought with all of the different studies that have been done on climate change that that would be more of the factor that we'd be concerned about, but it's looking like population growth is something to be looked at further.
And where do you see yourself going in science in the future?
Right, so I'd really like to get into urban water resource management, but starting out with consulting, because I really like collaborative work and helping people find creative solutions to problems. So I'd like to continue to do that throughout my entire career, help people find solutions to water problems.
It's definitely going to be an increasingly important issue.
Yeah.
And have you experienced any challenges in your work thus far? And if so, how have you dealt with them or overcome them?
Yeah, so a lot of what I feel like most researchers talk about in terms of problems has to do with data management and finding the data that you need. And so that was probably one of the toughest things that we had problems with, is just finding reliable data or agencies that were willing to give us certain information. And so that usually is the toughest part, and probably was the toughest part for us. And also some of the modeling considerations, because every modeling system is so drastically different. So those were probably the two of the hardest challenges we faced when doing this. To overcome those, a lot of it had to do with conferencing. So going to conferences and connecting with people who have done similar work, and most of the time they're very open to like giving you data and information that you wouldn't have otherwise had or couldn't have found online. So that was probably the biggest help.
Have any of those meetings taken place at the AGU conference?
Not this time. For us, it was, I believe, AWRA and EWRI, those two conferences. But this is my first AGU conference, and honestly, there's so many people, and I've been making so many connections that it's definitely up there in terms of helping. Yeah.
What's been your favorite part of the conference so far?
Man, probably the diversity in speakers. And just in attendance, there's so many different people here from different places, and they bring a wealth of perspective that I haven't seen before, and it's enlightening about what's going on around the world in science.
Do you have any predictions or things that you would like to see in the next 100 years of science as we're here on the eve of 100 years of AGU?
Right, so I would love, and I feel like it's happening, but I would love to see more collaboration happen. And that's something that I feel like is going to be really integral in terms of science working in the future and producing solutions to problems. Definitely comes from a lot of collaboration. So I'd love to see more of that in the future.
Yeah, I think even going back to when I was in grad school, maybe a decade ago, to now, and just seeing what has changed in terms of collaboration and interdisciplinary science, mm-hmm. and it seems more widespread now, whereas before, you know, like in ecology, maybe it was commonplace, but less so in other areas.
Yeah, and they're even talking about ways to become more transdisciplinary, because I find now, I feel like in sciences, a lot of people are, they find their niche and they're really good at what they do, but then they have these passions or interests in other areas of science, and so being able to kind of understand and speak the lingo of other disciplines is really important, I think, for the future, so hopefully that takes root too.
Yeah. And I know that you said data management is a challenge in your work, but what's the best part of being a scientist, or your favorite part about it?
And really bringing the science to life. So bringing it to a point where any stakeholder would be able to understand what you're doing. I think that's the most fun for me, conveying the science in different ways for people to understand. So it really comes back to, I love people. I like communicating with people, and I think that's probably been the best part. A lot of collaboration had to happen since I live in Maryland, and California is all the way on the West Coast. So it created a really cool environment for getting to know different people in a different area. Yeah.
It's nice to see how many people come across not just the country, but across the world.
Oh, yeah.
Where inspiration comes from, where help comes from. Mm-hmm. And is there one message that you would give to people about you or your science?
Wow. Don't believe everything you hear, especially through news outlets and media, to really do your homework, especially when there's really clickbait and things out there that's very easy to just look over, you see the title and not really do like the proper research into understanding what the article is about. I think a lot can be misunderstood about water and the current state of water in different environments. So just really being plugged into your community and understanding what's going on and what's affecting your community in terms of water would be something I would say is really important. Yeah.
Thank you. And is there anything else that you would like to add that we haven't talked about?
Not that I can think of.